Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. So we're learning the klalim of Kosher and Matar, Klal Chavav, Chav Zayin. We're looking at the Simen Tes. So in Simen Tes, he talks about using the straw and feed to an animal, which is long, let's say long grass, which you want to tie it into knots, etc. Very not common in our society. So we're going to skip the Simen Ches. Simen Ches, Kol Keser Shel Natsa L'Kiyum Zman Oruch. A knot was not made to last for a long time. Mutal Hatzir Al Yudei Nochri. A person can ask a non-Jew to undo it. Tavi Shus to Shus Imul Tzorach Shabbos Harbe. If that's permitted, if it is a Tzorach Shabbos Harbe. So let's clarify a few points over here in this simen. So a kesher which is made for permanent usage, that's a kesher shokayama, that's a knot which is a deraisa. A knot which is a deraisa, amir la'akum, is not mutter for tzarek harbe of Shabbos. The heter of shus to shus doesn't, it's not shus to shus. It is a case of a shus, an iser of amir la'akum. On a deraisa, there are scenarios where that is mutter, the tzarech of acherla, amir lakum na deraisa is going to be mutter. The tzarech, the initial of the rabbim, amir lakum na deraisa is going to be mutter. So there are scenarios where amir lakum on a deraisa is mutter, but just a basic tzarech shabbos harbe, amir lakum is not mutter on a deraisa. Shus to shus, however, the Gemara says it's a case where it's a mir lakum on a drabonon. So it's a mir lakum on a drabonon. Chazal put certain leniencies in. One of them is a tzarech of Shabbos harbe. One of them is hefsed meruba. There is a heter for kavod abrius. There are other heterim which Chazal put in place. Shus to shus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. So there are going to be multiple scenarios where shus to shus is going to be mutter adrabanan. Now, this phrase is somewhat not clear. Is this unique to amir la'akum? Or is this any adrabanan adrabanan? We have many adrabanans adrabanan, so, which we do not seem to be mutter, something which a person is a makalkal, and it's kalachar yad, it's two adrabanans. So, the Gemara in Erevin is mashma that this concept of shus hashus is unique to amir la'akum, since at the end of the day you are not doing anything, you're just asking a non-Jew to do it. So, asking a non-Jew to do the rabbanon, Chazal were making certain scenarios, but a case where a person himself is doing the action, even though it's multiple rabbanons involved, it's not going to be permitted. The Bir Halacha discusses this question. He seems to raise a possibility that maybe some scenarios, even the person himself, the rabbanon, where the person himself is doing it, is going to be mutter. And the klolim on that are not so clear whether we accept that. Ruchem Kanievsky has this horror on the Bir Halacha that he seems to be connected with more in Erevin, with the more in Erevin seems to limit this to only to Amir Lakum. So there's this heter known as shus hashus and makom mitzvah, or shus hashus and makom tzarech gadol, shus hashus and makom hefsed meruba, etc. There's this heter. So you can ask a non-Jew to do a drabanan. So a kesher, which is not made for permanent usage, so it's not a deraisa. So untying it is only drabanan. So asking a non-Jew to untie it would be mutter. But the Chayyim says the lashon of zman oruch. It sounds like he's following the shita, which holds if something is made for a very long time, even though it's not for permanent usage, that the person puts it in place for 6 months or for a year, it's not permanent, but he plans to leave it there for zman oruch, that already he's being choshed, that he's dealing with a deraisa, that there is a shita which holds it, that kesher shel kayama does not require, it shall last forever, even if it's going to last for a long period of time. And the Beis Yosef brings the sheet of 6 months. That's already considered zman oruch, and that could be a deraisa. So a kesher which is not made to last that long, we can assume it's the Rabbanon, and therefore Amir Lakum on that is a Rabbanon. So you can ask a non-Jew. When you ask a non-Jew to do this, you can ask him directly. There's no need to hint. And you can tell him exactly what you want him to do. And you're allowed to do this because of his heter of shus to shus, b'makom, at tzarech Shabbos harbe. Have a good day.